In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. After meeting with the president on Wednesday, Governor Jared Polis says many states are grappling with what's opened and what's closed during the COVID-19 pandemic. He says there's a gray area where most states exist, with essential businesses still open and social distancing measures still in place.
And we in Colorado are not alone in trying to figure this out, how to have as much economic activity as possible, resembling close to our full economy, and we're rapidly getting there and we're leading the way among the states, while at the same time having less physical proximity than we normally have.
Polis says he was asked about Colorado's needs and updates about the state. President Trump said Wednesday that Polis was doing an excellent job managing the pandemic. The Garfield County Health Department has gone to court to force a restaurant in Rifle to stop offering sit-down service. Shooter's Grill is owned by Republican congressional candidate Lauren Boebert, who says the current regulations are causing, quote, economic suicide.
We have other restaurants on our street who are getting together and they want to open as well. And I'm not telling them what to do, but I hope that they do.
Boebert was served with a cease and desist order Wednesday evening after continuing to operate in defiance of a previous injunction. The health department says diners were allowed to finish their meals, but no more were allowed in. Boebert is challenging Republican Congressman Scott Tipton in the upcoming primary. And a subsidiary of pharmacy chain CVS has settled with Colorado and other states for allegedly dispensing opioids to Americans without a prescription. Omnicare will pay more than $15 million to settle the claims. Omnicare operates pharmacies in Golden, Pueblo, and Grand Junction. It's partly cloudy and 52 degrees in Aurora, mostly cloudy and 46 in Parachute. It's CPR News.